How to handle the what ifs of real estate investing. That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey, everyone. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. I'm the author of the best-selling book, How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years. Help thousands of people take that first step and buy their first rental property and start to create passive income. If you are new to the channel, welcome. Hit the subscribe button. This is where we help you build financial intelligence. These are the things you were not taught in school. All right. What ifs? You'll have this question when you get together with barbecue friends and people say, well, what if I want to get started in real estate investing, but what if? So here I wanted to talk about some of the what ifs that you might experience when you're starting your real estate investing journey and why they have never held me back. Number one, I have a deep understanding. I was a history major in college, but I had a deep understanding that you saw throughout history that real estate investing, owning real estate, is one of the best and most important ways and long-term ways of building wealth. Throughout history, more wealth has been created by buying and holding real estate than just about anything else. And so when you look at the three types of currencies that exist, when we think about God's money, people's money, government's money, God's money is real estate. It's land. It's not going anywhere. It's gold. It's silver. People's money, Bitcoin, right? Cryptocurrency. Who knows where that's headed? I think it's headed up, and I think a lot of people are, that could be a big part of our future going forward. But right now, it's new. But the people's currency, out of the government's hand. And then you have government currency, which is fiat currency. Every government currency in world history has failed. So now when you're thinking about where you're going to put your money, just from a historical perspective, going back thousands of years, I'm going to put my money in God's money. Land, gold, silver, things and property, actual buildings and structures that aren't going anywhere. So just from a historical perspective, we're starting there. And then the what ifs start to come in. So let's dive into some of the what ifs here. So some of the what ifs that you might encounter along the way or might be holding you back from getting started on your journey to financial freedom. What if, right? One of the top ones is, what if I have a vacancy in my house, in the rental property that I buy? What if I have a vacancy? What if I have to evict a tenant? What if? Well, that's going to happen. You will have a vacancy. So how do you handle this what if? You hire a property management company, someone to help you with these what ifs. So if a tenant stops paying or a tenant moves out after living in your rental property for 2 years, that property management company will step in, get the property turned over for you. They'll assess it and say, hey, it's going to cost you about $1,500 to get paint and carpet touched up and taken care of. And we should be able to have this one re-rented for you. And we'll be able to increase the rent, because it's been 2 years and there's an incredible demand for affordable housing in this country. So we can increase the rent and place a new tenant in the property. What if you have a vacancy? You will have a vacancy. The key is to try to limit those vacancies and to work with good property managers and be aggressive in how much you're charging for rent in your properties. Here's another what if. What if I can't cover the mortgage payment on the property that I buy? The rental property that I buy? Well, the answer is, don't be stupid with your numbers. When we teach you here on the channel to understand what return on investment looks like and to make sure that you are not over leveraged or underwater with a mortgage payment, making sure that you're making smart payments or smart decisions with your money when you acquire this property. How much will that mortgage payment be? As I've taught you here on the channel, we always want to take out 40% of that profit for just for expenses, vacancies, property management, unexpected repairs. So 40% should come out right away in your formula. That should be set aside. Now, if that 40% is removed and you still have some profit that exceeds your mortgage payment, now we're on to something. As Gary Keller writes in his great book, The Millionaire Real Estate Investor, he likes to be at least $1 over his leverage point with a mortgage. I I think you could go up to $100, $200. So if you're profiting, net profiting $200 or $100 more than that $300 or $400 a month mortgage payment, now the tenant is helping you build equity in that property by paying your mortgage on that investment. It's a win-win. So what if I can't afford my mortgage payment? Make sure you know your numbers ahead of time. Make sure you're not over-leveraged. That's what happened during the crash, and people were over-leveraged with 100% financing or 105% financing, and they didn't even have jobs. So be very careful, but this is how millionaires are made. Today's episode is brought to you by SimpliSafe, my favorite home security system. Now, listen to this. I'm actually standing by my keypad right now. I thought I'd do a little guerrilla journalism so you can hear how simple this is and how easy it was to set up. So I got the keypad here. I'm going to play a little keypad here, right? So I'm going to say I'm away. Okay.
Please exit now.
I've got 59 seconds to do this. Okay. So it's going to start beeping a little louder, a little faster. I leave, right? I lock the door and then the house is secure. Now I'm going to turn it off. Okay, now I can set it for a home, away, and I can even set it remotely right from my iPhone app. So then if I forgot to turn on the alarm. Guess it doesn't matter. I just go right into the SimpliSafe app and I'm able to arm my system while I'm away. So you can set it up and customize it however you want. So here in the house, I've got the camera set up, the motion camera. I've got the motion sensors up in the corner, and you can add all sorts of extra things as well. You can add things to the windows, so the breaking mechanisms to test and hear if someone breaks your window. And SimpliSafe is so amazing, the team at SimpliSafe, that they actually distinguish the sound of breaking glass. Like if you drop a glass in the kitchen, it's not going to activate. But they will know the difference if someone breaks a window. That's how they've tested it in their labs. They're so smart. And it's so simple to set up. You don't have to run wires. You don't have to do all sorts of stuff. You get it right out of the box and you connect right over the internet. It's super simple to do. You can put your keypad right with that adhesive sticky anywhere you want. So you don't have to drill holes in the wall or any of that. It's super simple. I love it. SimpliSafe sensors will protect every point of access to your home, your doors, your windows, garage, you name it. So here's something interesting. I didn't know this. Studies show that security systems deter burglars. Is that it's a fact. But there's still a burglary every 8 seconds in America. So how? Well, think about it. So do burglars just give up because some houses have security systems? Of course not. They just find a house that isn't protected. That's why securing your home is a true necessity. So I'm telling you, you've got to check out our friends over at SimpliSafe. And they'll never lock you into a long-term contract. That's amazing. So I go with the only home security system I trust, SimpliSafe, by going to simplisafe.com/investing. So today, you're going to get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So try it. You know, if you don't like it, then send it back. So you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. That's simplisafe.com/investing for the home security that I trust. simplisafe.com/investing.
Please exit now.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Alarm off.
Another what if that scares new real estate investors. Well, what if it's a bad deal? I get emails and Instagram messages and comments right here on our channel all the time from people who will send me the numbers of their deal. You can just look through the comments here on our YouTube channel and you can see that. People will send me, hey Clayton, I'm curious, I have an opportunity to buy this property. It's $200,000, it needs this, the owner said this, it has a tenant here, back and forth. Well, the answer is don't buy a bad deal. Don't become emotional and don't become emotionally attached to this deal. It's just property. Understand your ROI. Don't become emotionally attached to this deal because it's your first one. And now you're trying to massage the numbers to make it work. Again, watch my video on understanding ROI. Make sure you understand your numbers. It's incredibly important. So there are bad deals. There are bad deals that come across my desk all the time that I pass on. I don't get emotionally attached to them. Pass on it. The best deal sometimes is the one that you ignore, the one that you let go, the one that you walk away from. Another what if? Well, what if my investment property burns down? That could happen. I've seen it happen. In the thousands of deals I've done, I've seen it happen. Do you have insurance on the property? As you're acquiring this rental property, and number one, if you have a mortgage, they're going to require you to have insurance. But if you are doing it and you're paying cash for it, you want to have rental insurance. We have a great insurance company that we work with. We'll have a link below that you can check out. And we have a blanket sort of coverage of insurance on all of our rental properties. And they make it very, very easy to do right through their online portal. Having said that, though, if I had a property that burned down, God forbid, well, I have replacement coverage cost for that property. So if my $40,000 or $50,000 property burns down, then the insurance company writes me a check to rebuild it, build a new one, or don't rebuild it. Take that check and buy a different property. I don't necessarily have to rebuild that property on that piece of land. Then I could sell the land if I wanted to. So there are a number of ways to look at this, but a fire in a property doesn't have to be scary. And you have you have insurance set up, you have your LLC that purchased this property. So what if it burns down? These are the what ifs. It could happen. How many fires do you see on a regular basis, right? How many houses do you drive by that are on fire? It happens, not a lot, but it happens. Make sure you have good insurance. Here's another what if. What if the economy goes south? It will. We're sitting right now in a booming economy with unemployment at record lows, 50-year lows, wages increasing, GDP in the threes. It's fantastic. The economy will turn at some point. That's why you want to buy rental properties in areas where there are more jobs than normal, not a one-trick pony town, so you're not buying where there's one employer in the town, where you have good schools, an expanding population, where you have appreciation, but boring appreciation. We're not looking for San Francisco-style appreciation. Look at these key numbers. Lower crime, jobs expanding, population increasing, and buying in areas where there's a demand for affordable housing. People, even in a down economy, still need to live in a property, unless they're going to live on the street. So if they're not buying a property, they're not getting a mortgage to buy a property, then they need to rent from somebody. Why shouldn't they rent from you? So the economy will go south at some point. Are you prepared? So there you go. There are a bunch of what ifs that I think trip up a lot of people when they're getting started. But don't make your life a series of regrets. If you wait 2 years to take that plunge into rental real estate, that's 2 years wasted. 2 years that you're not building passive income. 2 years that you're not able to depreciate that asset on your taxes and save money. Start today to build wealth and do it properly. Don't let the what ifs hold you back. You can download our freedom cheat sheet. It's free. The link is below. It'll help you figure out how much in rental income you'll need to live financially free based on your expenses and your family. Download it. It's totally free. Just go to morrisinvest.com/freedom to download it today. So go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.